Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Thank you. My name is William Temple, T-E-M-P-L-E, and I've been charged on my Visa card for the past 3 months, $49.97. And I don't know what your company is, and I don't know how it got charged, but I've had it reversed now twice with Visa, and I just want to get it stopped.
Yes, sir. Let's see what's going on. Could you verify your address, Mr. Temple, please?
1265 Old Course Lane, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. 29466.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. And I did locate an account. And let's see exactly what's going on for you.
Thank you.
I do see it's telling me someone ordered a neck massager, which is great for painful and achy necks, in the amount of $6.70 for the shipping and handling of the product. It looks like it was a free welcoming gift to our Consumer Gadget Club. And it looks like they charged you $49.97 for the product. You would have got a $125 gift card for our shopping membership to our hottest selling gadgets. It is a monthly charge. I do see where, so you've had it reversed. Which dates did you have it reversed? I do see something on November 26th. Let me look at that for us. Okay. It looks like those are chargebacks. Dispute? So you said the charges have been disputed?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You say this is for a neck massager?
A neck massager, yes, sir.
How much does the neck massager cost in total?
The shipping and handling of the neck massager is $6.70. And then I see it was a free welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Club. So the $49.97 is that shopping membership for that $125 gift card each month. But I do see a dispute was filed on November 26th. And let's see.
I never signed up for this club.
Okay, yes, sir. And what you said, you disputed two charges, correct?
Well, I get charged once a month for $49.97, and I keep getting it reversed, and I'm trying to get it stopped.
Okay, yes, sir. What I'm going to do is cancel your account to stop all future charges from here on out. I do see where a dispute has been placed on the charges, so you would have to... I would check with the bank first and see which charges they have disputed. If there's some they haven't disputed yet, like the one from January 27th, have them call us with you on the phone, verify there's the dispute is dropped, and we could issue that refund. But I would have to have confirmation, since once the dispute is placed on any charge, it locks the account for me. But I did get it canceled.
Okay, so it won't get charged again in February.
No, sir. It definitely will not get charged again in February.
All right. And I am to contact, what am I to do next?
Okay, yes, sir. I would call them back and just make sure, because I see where once the dispute's been filed, it locks my account. So we would have to speak with the bank. So ask them to call us when we can look at the charges together and see if this last one has been disputed or not.
Okay.
And if not,
thank
we can
you.
Help you out with a refund.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too.